Hey, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Pinstripes Are Forever podcast. And wow, it has been a minute. I do apologize, everyone. I don't want this to become a repeat thing. I did take a little bit of time away. I don't think I've recorded in about 2 or 3 weeks, so I do apologize. It's been a little hectic. I was trying to get a co-host on for an episode, and then life gets in the way. This past weekend, I did go away, on vacation, so it was nice to kind of refresh myself and get back to it. So a lot has happened in the last few weeks. I don't want to recap all of it because a lot of it's a little bit old. We are just coming out of the All-Star break. Prior to the All-Star break, the Yankees did play the Astros, and it was a fun series, but Altuve got the last laugh in that series after the Yankees were taunting him a little bit about the whole don't unbutton my shirt thing after he hit that walk-off home run against Chapman a while back. This is a whole fiasco. It was entertaining, and the Yankees just always seem to any sort of smack talk that they have or taunting, it always somehow comes back to bite them. I mean, I can name, 2018, where Judge played New York, passing the Red Sox locker room. Anytime the Yankees kind of do stuff like this, it always comes back to bite them in the ass. Whatever. So they went to the All-Star break, and then over the All-Star break is where things got interesting. So if you follow the Yankees as closely as I do, or as most diehard Yankee fans do, you'll have seen that a lot has happened with the roster since before the All-Star break, coming in out of the All-Star break. To name a few items, okay, Darren O'Day has been shut down for the season. I believe he just had surgery on his hamstring, so he is done for the year. Bad signing by Cashman, not really O'Day's fault, but this is what happens. We can go back to, O'Day and Justin Wilson were there to basically replace Adam Ottavino. Both of those have not panned out. They've both been terrible moves. And, luckily, Loaizaca and Cortez and Green have all kind of stepped up. Like, there's been guys that have stepped up, and Litke has been pretty solid all year, so it's kind of hiding the blow of how bad the O'Day and the Justin Wilson signings have been, especially Justin Wilson. He hasn't looked good at all. At least O'Day looked good when he was pitching, and he gave a little bit of production early on in the season, but he's done for the year. Luke Voit also went on the IL again with a knee bruise, I believe. I'm not sure how long this is going to be, so maybe we're in the market for a first baseman now. And then you had a lot of guys test positive for COVID. So right now the lineup is like totally not a major league lineup. Or maybe it is. Who knows? I mean, they did recently just beat the Red Sox. They took 2 out of 3 against Boston in the Bronx. But, you had 7 guys total go on the COVID IL. It started out with Loaizaca, I believe, during the Seattle series out west. He got shut down with COVID. And then coming back from the All-Star break, Aaron Judge tested positive. And so did Cortez. So did Higashioka. So did... who else? Who am I missing here? A lot of guys. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. I think it was pitchers. I want to say it was other relief pitchers. Wow. Those are the main guys. Fake fan alert. Gio Urshela was another one. So a lot of guys tested positive for COVID. And, it's not good. It's scary. You hope they get better. None of them are symptomatic from what I understand. I digress. So the Yankees right now are a roster a messy roster. They call up all these guys. They call up Hoijoon Park. They call up Trey Ambergy. They call up Chris Gittens. They call up Ryan Lamar. They have Tim LoCastro there. They get Tony Kemp up there tonight. They call up Floreal. It's a whole different team right now. And then, already LoCastro literally makes a great play in left field in the Boston series and tears his ACL. So now he's out for the season. It's just a mess. It's a never-ending mess here for the Yankees in 2021. And then Ryan Lamar, I think, hurt his calf or something like that. Ambergy already got hurt, but they think he's just got a cramp. So it's never ending. It's just kind of never ending. The funny part is the Yankees took two out of three against Boston recently. So that's what we're going to talk about. The Yankees, they go in game one. You're like, all right, I expect nothing because look at the team that we're running out there. This lineup is, trash. And not to shit on these guys that are playing for the Yankees. It's just not what you expected out of the 2021 Yankees. And if you would have told me that our outfield was going to be Tim LoCastro, Tony Kemp, and Ryan Lamar on this date and time, I would laugh in your face. But that's where we see ourselves. So these guys are all playing. They lose game one. I think it was 3-0 or 4-0, something like that. Monty pitched pretty well, and again, he's gotten no run support. I saw a stat somewhere on Twitter where he's gone like the last month without getting any run support, which is just crazy to think because Monty has been solid. I mean, he's not great. Monty's never going to be great, but he's a solid pitcher. And the Yankees just haven't been giving him the support that he needs this year. And so his starts, they're like, oh, you always lose a Monty start, but it's not really Monty's fault. He keeps him in the game. He usually keeps it to somewhere between 3 and 5 runs, and that should be good enough for this team to, score and beat teams. So they drop game one to Boston, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, here we go. Then game two, you're like, all right, we have a chance because Gerrit Cole's on the mound. Let's see what happens here. Cole goes 7 innings. I believe he gives up no runs, I believe. I think the game was a 1-0. Let me check here. Let me just pull up the old ESPN while I'm sitting here, because I have a bad memory sometimes. And game two was a 1-3 Yankees win, so he only gave up 1 run, and that game got called early because of rain. But Cole looked great again, so it's kind of doing that whole like "fuck you, man." For this whole sticky stuff situation, because everyone's saying, oh, he's only a sticky stuff pitcher. Well, not the case. Not so. He seems to be pretty good the last 3 starts, I believe. Just fuck off, other people that want to take down Cole over the sticky stuff. And then, sorry, going into game three, the Yankees, I think it was Tyone. Tyone has looked good his last, I think, 2 to 3 starts. He's actually looked very good, which is awesome. Because this is the guy that Cashman got to slot behind, Kluber, Cole, and Seve. He's supposed to be like that 3-4 guy that's supposed to be like a solid pitcher in the rotation. And he hasn't been that great most of the season, but he kind of gets a little bit of a pass. I mean, this guy's coming off his second Tommy John surgery. But at the same time, Cashman made this move. This team is in a championship window, and this guy needs to perform. So he comes in here, and he gets the Yankees their series W, and that really makes for like a breathe out, an exhale that just goes, okay, took 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox. We've got them coming up again this weekend. If we can get our shit together soon, we can take these guys down, hopefully take another 2 out of 3. 3 out of 3 would be amazing. And now all of a sudden the season's, not a complete catastrophe anymore. But we got to see what happens here with these guys as they're running out. Yankees win game three against Boston 9-1. And then also in the series, another point that was a big talking point, I forgot what game it was. I want to say it was game two. I want to say it was game two because it was a Saturday night game. I was on vacation. I was watching the game a little bit. I was playing a little bit of cards and having a good time. And the game was on in the background. But I believe it was game two. And sometime during the game, a fan decided to throw a baseball back from the bleachers and it hit Alex Verdugo. Now, at first, because of how Verdugo reacted to it, you're like, oh, this guy's a piece of shit. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Verdugo had a meltdown of this guy. He's yelling at him. You can read all of his words that he's using to yell at this guy. I don't need to go into that. But you can read his lips perfect. And I'm sure there's a John Boy video out there, really reading his lips perfectly and with hot mics picking it up. Yelling at this guy because he threw a ball at him while he had his back turned and he got hit by it. Now, from what I heard and a lot of people have been reporting, this guy got the ball and he was getting pressured by the crowd to throw it back because that's just a tradition. Like it happens when opposing teams hit home runs. A fan from the home team will take the ball and they'll throw it back on the field. Like, we don't want that garbage. Get the fuck out of here. Which I love. I love that. It's a tradition of the game. This guy, I think, got pressured into throwing it back and he wasn't thinking of where he was aiming it and he threw the ball and happened to hit him. And, unfortunately for this guy, I mean, I don't think he did it on purpose. And it does sound like a Yankee homer, but from a lot of guys, at first I thought he did it on purpose. So I was watching the game like, oh, this guy is a piece of shit. He threw a ball at this guy, but I hear a lot of people saying that they were there at the game and the guy was getting pressure from the crowd and he threw the ball back, just not even thinking about it. And he happened to hit Verdugo. It was just bad luck. And he was sitting there all nervous, like, oh shit, like I didn't mean to do that. I was just trying to have a good time and do what the crowd wanted me to do. And now this guy has been banned for life from every MLB stadium, which is really harsh, which I know is a punishment for. I knew before it even happened that that was a punishment for it. So hopefully there's a way this guy can, contact Verdugo or, contact the league and, explain his story and what happened, that it was an accident. Maybe he can get the opportunity to apologize. But it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that Verdugo got hit. He did react to it very poorly. And, I mean, Stanton got hit by a fan. Kind of similar situation, except Stanton was rounding the bases, and that was in Fenway. Stanton just kind of tipped his cap to the guy. But, whatever. That was the big story from that series. So I don't really have much to say because I have been, kind of very busy. I did watch the Red Sox series a bit. But the Yankees have a lot of work to do. Like I said, they have got to win games here. Any way they can win games, they've got to win them. I don't care if it's Tony Kemp winning games or Rougned Odor winning games. Whoever is winning games for the Yankees right now, I don't care. Just, weather the storm till Brian Cashman can get this team some help and get all their guys back off the COVID IL. That's all I have to say going forward. Tonight is July 21st, or excuse me, July 20th, 21. They start a series against the Phillies in the Bronx tonight. Phillies have been kind of similar to the Yankees, like mediocre. Just a little bit below 500, I believe, coming into the series. So the Yankees got to take care of business here. They got to, step it up and, hopefully take. I don't know if it's a three game set. Let me see real quick. Two game set. So if they could realistically, if they can take two games, that'd be perfect. And then they start a four game series against the Red Sox in Boston. That is crucial. The Yankees have got to at least split that series with Boston. Three out of four would be great, and four out of four obviously would be awesome. But I don't expect that. I really hope that the Yankees could try to get at least a split series out of the Red Sox series. The Red Sox are good. So, and then they take on the Rays after that. It's kind of a gauntlet, and then they go and face Miami to round out the month here. So I want to thank you all for joining me. I apologize. It's really hard to do a podcast when you have two jobs and you like to try to have somewhat of a social life. And, you know, it's only, 15 to 25, 30 minutes of my day, but, a lot of it behind the scenes stuff goes into it. I have to do a little bit of research and, obviously watch the games and, get my point of view, in check before I, spew whatever bullshit comes out of my mouth, to put out to you guys. So I thank you for sticking with me, and, we'll catch you next week. Take care.